mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're honored to have him. Len Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com. The government says, give up your liberties. We're going to have internal checkpoints, secret police everywhere. You'll have no basic freedoms. But the borders are going to be more wide open than ever. And even Time Magazine's got an article out admitting that they're not even watching the border. And now under the free trade area of the Americas, well, they just voted last week to start merging our social security systems with Mexico and Latin America. This will then be hemispheric. In the Western Hemisphere, this is global government. Joining us is Glenn Spencer. Glenn, it just gets worse by the minute, doesn't it?
Look, Alex, you know, what else can you say? Time Magazine's cover story about the borders, you know, who left the door open. Time Magazine, I mean, this is not, you know, the Nacogdoches Daily Sentinel. This is Time Magazine. They're supposedly responsible journalists. They have been known to be liberal, and open borders has generally been a liberal position. But this is what they say. The U.S. borders, rather than becoming more secure since 9/11, have grown more porous. Now, this is, we all know this, but the stunning thing that last night on Fox Television News, in an airing of war stories with Ollie North, we had the following exchange. Would you like to hear it yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you assure America 3 years and one day after that terrible event that we have better control over our borders today than we did then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. That was Ollie North talking to Asa Hutchinson. The Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security for Ports and Borders, okay, Transportation and Border Security. Now, here on the same day, the Time Magazine said the borders are wide open. The man who was in charge of it for our government said they are closed tight.
And the so-called conservative network is sandbagging for them.
Absolutely. Now, Ollie North, I think, was blindsided by this whole thing, but and I believe he's going to take another look at it. Huh. But here you have, I was delighted to see Time Magazine come out and tell the truth. It was their cover,
Hey, wasn't it story. Time that had the cover that said America?
Yes.
And said the end of America,
That is correct. And I believe that even Time Magazine is coming around and understanding the magnitude of what we are facing.
Well, the establishment's having to give lip service because 80%+ of Americans, including Hispanics, they try to make it a racial issue. It isn't. Don't want totally wide open borders. Plus, it makes their whole terrorism argument ridiculous. I mean, I'm in the middle of the country, you know, on a trip, and there's checkpoints pulling families out of cars, quote, because of terrorism, but they're really just, you know, getting us trained for this. Meanwhile, the border's wide open.
Well, absolutely. And if you watched Ollie North last night, they interviewed a helicopter pilot as they were flying along. He said, of course terrorists could come across the border. What do you mean, of course?
What they have to understand is
Asa Hutchinson and David Aguilar, the head of the Border Patrol, are willing, you see, to take the chance and risk tens of thousands of American lives before they would take real steps to secure the border.
Well, if there is a real terror attack, they'll just get more power and control and get more funding, so I think they actually probably want it to happen.
Well, I'm not ready to go that far, but, you know, I can understand your position. But, so here we have probably the leading establishment magazine in the United States calling the man who is in charge of protecting America a liar.
We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns in the info war. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. There was an article, the headline a few weeks ago in the Houston Chronicle that said 400,000 criminals ordered to be released, and that was just in Texas over the last year. 400,000 illegal aliens with felonies, aggravated assault, you name it, and they were just released. You actually have a license to kill if you're an illegal alien from Mexico, Russia, China, Germany, wherever. We normally talk about Latin America because that's the majority, the 400 million people in Latin America that are all coming this way. And it drives down the wages, it surges in crime. I mean, this is all admitted. And most Americans, regardless of race, color, creed, know this. But the Republicans and the Democrats have their agenda to balkanize and break down this country and to bring in a foreign voting blocks and to basically turn us into the Tower of Babel, order out of chaos, so none of us can communicate with each other. We've got Glenn Spencer on the line with us, and now Time Magazine has come out and said the border's more open than it was before 9/11, and that is the facts. I've talked to a lot of Border Patrol agents. We've gone over the reports, but bottom line, this shows how it's all this police state has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorism because the borders, the city gates, are wide open, and the government knows it. It's a cynical, sick joke. Glenn Spencer?
Well, you know, Time Magazine is taking your side. And he's talking about that this policy of allowing these people to come in is wrong. And here is their direct quote out of the Time magazine. The argument is getting stronger, however, that this is a short-sighted bargain for the U.S. Beyond the terrorism risks, Washington's failure to control the nation's borders has a painful impact on workers at the bottom of the ladder and increasingly those further up the scale. So now America's premier middle-of-the-road magazine is taking our side.
Well, they have to. Everybody's dropping their subscription. I would imagine in a month they'll have a piece telling us how great it was, like the one 2 years ago, Mexico. And again, this has actually hurt Latin America now, folks. This has been used as a steam valve to send all their troublemakers up here. It's been used as an economic steam valve for their populations. And this is centralizing power there as it's centralizing power here.
Well, there's no question about it. They're able to export their problems and import revolution and poverty into the United States.
Hey, I was listening to Terry Anderson a few weeks ago here locally, Glenn, a local station I'm on, carries his show on Sunday nights. And he was playing some of the new clips of city officials, government officials, really racist stuff. That I know that most Americans, regardless of race, color, or creed, are repudiating. I know you've got a lot of those clips. Are there any clips we should hear to really get an idea of what is at the base of this? I mean, on top of this is the corporations wanting to destroy America and the middle class. They have a giant surf population, but at the bottom of it, we've got these gangster-like people that want to have these racial dominions.
Well, we certainly do, and I have some of those. But before we move on from, if I may... before we move on, I'd just like to say this, an amusing thing about Ollie North's program last night, which was about the border. And he showed a number of clips, and he had one segment where the Border Patrol, it was a night segment, had people lined up on this country trail or this dirt road near the Mexican border. And he said that he was telling his audience that these two agents had captured these illegal aliens. I want to tell you something that's funny. You know who captured those people? We did. No, that night, it was August 31st, and we were down on the border, and we were down there with our infrared camera and got this group and called the Border Patrol. They came over and picked them up and took them over to this road where the Fox News channel was and let them take their picture.
So they couldn't even get their own people to do
it. That group that you saw on War Stories last night was actually captured by American Border Patrol. So, you know, we got out our video and we're comparing it, the faces, to the two groups. And, you know, it is funny beyond belief.
So Fox News is now more and more, and O'Reilly's now for open borders. They're now shilling. Everything's fine. We're doing it. We're handling it. We're good. And Time Magazine is now more conservative than them.
That's correct. You know, Fox has gone the other way on this thing, and O'Reilly has backed out. And now what we have is CNN, the former left-wing cable news network, right? They used to call it the Clinton News Network. You got Lou Dobbs over there really leading the charge. you have got O'Reilly, who we've called a San Patricio Battalion, those Irish who joined the Mexicans to fight us in the War of 1848. And you've got Time Magazine taking our side, so everything's kind of topsy-turvy.
Well, you know, Glenn, I saw that really crystallize, not just on the border issue, but on real conservative issues. Arnold being praised and cheered louder than Bush at the Republican National Convention. I was in the auditorium in MSG, Madison Square Garden. Here's Arnold, pro-abortion, pro-open border, anti-gun, involved with all this stuff, really more liberal than Clinton. And here are the Republicans worshiping him. The Republican Party really has been taken over. And Bush wants the biggest amnesty in history. And I tried to raise this with Republican delegates on the plane, and they just laughed at me and said, so what? So we got a big problem, Glenn.
Oh, there's no question about it. Now, you wanted a clip, and the one that I think is most disturbing is Mario Oblato, who won the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And after he got this, about 3 months later, he had this to say.
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
So there you are, Presidential Medal of Freedom winner, co-founder of MALDEF, now head of the National Hispanic Coalition. Is essentially saying they're taking over and we can all go back to Europe.
But they're doing it for their big banker bosses. Now, I heard Terry playing even worse clips, new ones. Have you heard those?
I'm down on the border now, you know, and we're really focusing on this issue, and I haven't heard those.
Yeah, he's still back in L.A., as you know, and it's getting more ridiculous. I mean, it's like hearing Ku Klux Klan members or something. And you know, almost every Hispanic I talk to is against this. They know what's going on.
That's right.
But these leaders keep trying to play racial politics.
That's right. And this thing is going, you know, as Shakespeare says, all's well that ends well. This is not going to end well. We've known this for years.
Well, Mexico was set up by Spain, and then France was in there, and everybody else. I mean, America was set up by an empire, too, but at least we're now more free than they are. I don't understand how people who were half Spanish or, you know, half, you know, the imperial invaders, how these guys can then claim that, you know, that they shouldn't go back to Europe.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I think the issue now that is joined is we have the man in charge of our border security telling us that everything is okay. Whereas some leading newspapers, journalists, and analysts are telling us it's out of control. This is a disconnect of a sort we have never seen before in this country.
Well, I just want everybody to know.
Between the reality and the words and the propaganda coming out of our elected officials and high officials appointed by them. They are lying to us through their teeth. So things are very serious.
Well, I have to tell you, the liberals are finally getting it. I see a lot of liberal publications, a lot of liberals on the ground that are waking up to this illegal immigration, because regardless of what color they are, they're losing their jobs. They see the standard of living plummeting. I mean, you cannot ignore that regardless of what color you are, open borders is not good for America.
Well, let me tell you something. We've been told that 60 Minutes is going to be here in about 7 days. And we are working very hard to blow the lid off of this whole thing down here. Now, if anybody's interested, American Border Patrol is a nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation. And if you want to help us blow the lid off of it, when 60 Minutes is down here to show what's really going on, you can give us an online donation at AmericanBorderPatrol.com via PayPal. And we're trying to raise the money. We're going to do it somehow. We're going to go down and show what's really going on. I can't tell you how we're going to do it because they'll try to defeat us. But, for example, this last week, we showed some incredible technological prowess by sending an infrared camera up on the tops of Fort Huachuca, the Huachuca Mountains, 7,000 feet. We went into a pass up there. And in 2 days, nabbed 52 people crawling through that pass at night, pitch black, and sent the images live up on the internet. Okay? My two guys are heroes, went up to this place. It's tough to get up there, but they were up there. They sent the radio images of the infrared. They were live on the internet. Here they are walking through this mountain pass. And we heard today that they got south of the border, that they were stunned that there were people up there, because this is one of their favorite passes. And so the traffic through that pass dropped off, but now it's back up again. the word got into Mexico.
We got a break. We got a break. Stay there.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
My friends, there'll be no more America. Already, conservatively, 30 million illegal aliens in this country, but as a citizen, you've got a magnifying glass on you and your family. It has nothing to do with terrorism. We're talking to Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com. Anybody who's honest and has even done a service investigation knows that we don't have borders in this country, but we have internal borders now being set up and checkpoints and ways to harass the citizenry. And this is globalism. This is the Pan-American Union. This is the Union of American States. This is the Free Trade Area of the Americas. Last week, Glenn Spencer, the House went ahead and said, yeah, we're going to fund merging our social security system with Mexico. Any comments to that?
They had a chance to veto it and didn't take an that chance. They have another swing at the bat. This is one of the reasons the guys said that they voted the way they did. But clearly they could have stopped that. So you have a whole House of Representatives and Senate who have essentially declared war on the American people. They're going to sacrifice us on the altar of globalism because the powerful corporations have taken over our government. I mean, here we had Jim Colby, who was running in the Republican primary here in southern Arizona against a good man, Randy Graff. And last Tuesday, Jim Colby is out of the closet homosexual, an open borders advocate, supports amnesty, fights all family legislation to support the family. His positions are contrary to at least 90% of the Republicans in the United States, won the primary. He outspent Randy Graff 10 to 1. He spent almost $1 million in the primary.
And the Republican establishment is behind him.
Well, they really, a lot of them weren't, but at the very highest level, yes, in Washington, D.C. But he just pummeled. He lied, distorted, ran ads, and, you know, just the local race to spend $1 million. That's like spending, you know, 435 House members. That's like spending $435 million on primaries at the national level. This is insanity. He had ads everywhere down here in southern Arizona. Radio, television, newspapers, people calling up on the phones, computerized calls. He just lambasted his opponent.
And
this is what shows you, and our headline was, American government, the best government the money can buy.
Well,
they're buying it. They're using their power to overwhelm it.
Glenn, you really said it when you said they declared war on us.
Yes.
This is war on America. This is killing America. And then on the global level, you know, the Pentagon says, we now work with Russia and China. They're merging with NATO. They're our friends. This is the global government. It's happening right now.
It's the global government, and this disjoint that we've talked about over the years, Alex, this disconnection is graphically demonstrated today. Or yesterday, when Time magazine came out and said 3 million people are crossing over into the United States across our borders this year, and Asa Hutchison, the man in charge of stopping him, says everything's under control. That is the complete and the final word in disconnect.
Well, everything is under control. The destruction of America is proceeding nicely.
I guess, yes. If control implies doing what you want it to do, that's what they want it to do. They want the border open, and it is under control. You're right.
Let's take a call. Let's talk to John, Louisiana. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to mention that 3 million figure that's shown up on the Drudge Report taken from Time magazine. They're talking about a complete breakdown. But while Junior Bush condones Sharon's fence across Palestine, he will not put up any barrier to stop this massive ethnic migration coming into this country. They absolutely want it, and if there's anything they can do to promote it, they will do that.
And the scary thing is the leaders of this ethnic migration say it's a takeover, and big corporations are funding it. And then it's going to enslave those very people coming in. It's a sick joke, Glenn.
Well, Alex, let me just say, I'm working on a document right now which proves it's our essentially brief, that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Border Patrol is designed to fail, and that the government subverts any attempt for the people to know this. Every aspect of their operation down here has a fatal flaw in it. And we are, with America's support, are going to demonstrate this. For example, we flew unmanned aerial vehicles of our own design along the border.
I'll tell you what, Glenn, we got a break. That waits for no man. We'll come back and let John finish up. Let you finish up. It's Charles, Dan, and others. You want to talk to Glenn Spencer? 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and MTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
All right, Glenn Spencer, you were trying to make a point as we slammed into that last break. Go ahead.
The government into trying out an unmanned aerial vehicle. And what did they do? We're right here. I'm looking out my door at the mountains surrounding Fort Huachuca, where the United States Army trains its personnel to fly UAVs, American Unmanned Aerial Vehicles. We're right here. Then, did the Department of Homeland Security go right here to Fort Huachuca and get the Army to help them out with this? No. They went over to Israel and got an Israeli Hermes 450, which you can hear coming 10 miles away. Okay? So anybody who's out on the trail at night can hear this thing coming because it's quiet at night and this thing is loud, so you can just hide. So they built in a fatal flaw. Everything they do here has a fatal flaw built into it, so they can't enforce the border, and we're going to prove it.
Well, let me stop you. I mean, the examples that have been in the mainstream news of they'll tell a Border Patrol agent, you're to park your Bronco or your Tahoe right here, or your van right here. You can only look left down the road, not right down the
road. That's correct.
And by the way, we're going to make you spend 20 of your 40-hour work weeks picking up trash.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's hundreds of examples of this stuff.
Yeah, but they also do not use GPS. Would you hear that guy last night on Ollie Norris War Stories saying the UAV flies over us and gives us GPS coordinates? None of the Border Patrol agents are trained to read maps in terms of GPS coordinates. We know this. We've been told this. They can't. They don't use GPS, and they're not trained to use it because they might be able to find out where they are and tell others. So it's like the Keystone Cops out there half the time. They're lost.
Well, again, we have 41,000 police in New York to harass and arrest reporters and literally set up martial law. We have hundreds of thousands of troops in the Middle East alone, but we've got 8,000 Border Patrol on the southern border, maximum of a couple thousand any one time for a 2,500-mile-long border. The northern border's just got, 300 on duty at any one time. This is a joke, people.
Well, remember, and I used to do manpower computer simulation models. For every station out there, if you're going to man it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you need 5 people. So if they say they have 10,000 people on the border, at any one time, they only have 2,000.
And by 10,000, that's north and south combined.
Yeah, north and south. But just to give you the numbers, it takes 5 people, figuring, vacation time, sick leave, travel time, all of this stuff. To man a station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you need 5 people. So when they say they've got, let's say you need 4 people. Let's say they've got 8,000 on the southern border, right? That's only 2,000. In other words, at any one time, that's 2,000 people available. A lot of those people are driving people in trucks, transporting people, filling out paperwork, doing all kinds of stuff. At any one time, you may have 500 people on the border, on the 2,000-mile border.
Well, I mean, how many police...
Maybe less than that.
How many police does Los Angeles have?
Oh, about 10,000.
Okay, so for the entire border, north and south, there's less people than there are New York or
LAPD.
LAPD.
At any one time, and because of the terrible way in which they're used, there are very few out there that are available.
Well, doesn't New York
designed that way?
Well, if New York has 41,000,
it's designed to fail. I said that on the Lou Dobbs show a couple of months ago. They broadcast it. I said the Border Patrol system is designed to fail. I mean, it's like somebody, and also they won't tell you how well they're doing. And I have Mr. Richard Stana, General Accounting Office, head of the General Accounting Office Homeland Defense Department. He says they've asked the Border Patrol over and over again to come up with a way of evaluating how well they're doing, and they refuse to do it. It's like investing some money in a business. Here's $1 million. I hope we do well. A year later, the guy says, we're doing great. Well, what do you mean great? What's our profit? I don't know. What's our balance sheet? I don't know, but I need another $1 million. Wait a minute. I got to know how we're doing.
Glenn.
And America's investing billions of dollars in this business called the Border Patrol, and it's designed not to tell you how well they're doing because they don't want to do well.
Glenn, about 6 months ago, I had the head of the Border Patrol union on. And he said, this is world government. This is meant to fail. We're not meant to do our jobs. We're treated like trash. We're paid less than the other agencies. And he was even more hardcore than you are.
Well, T.J. Bonner, they just had about 2 weeks ago on C-SPAN, they had a press conference at the National Press Club on a survey, a professional survey of more than 8,000 Border Patrol and Customs agents, and two-thirds of them said they do not get the support from their government to solve the illegal immigration and terrorist problem. Two-thirds of them. Those are the people, frontline people.
But Mr. Bonner said that it was the New World Order. He actually said that on air.
Well, I think he's been listening to you and watching our website, and he's absolutely right. And this is what he said on August 23rd. We could find out exactly how effective or ineffective we are, but the leadership of the department chooses not to do that, probably because they don't want the public to know just how insecure our borders really are. T.J. Bonner, August 23rd, C-SPAN.
Let's go back to John in Louisiana, then other callers. John, anything else?
Yes. Gentlemen, I can't tell you how embarrassed I am to hear this kind of serious discussion about this insane policy of the government. I think that the people who haven't read Patrick Buchanan's book, The Death of the West, those people are brain dead. And I've got an Orwellian comment or proposition. I think we ought to exchange all these disinterested Americans, these intellectual dregs. We ought to arrange an exchange program with Mexico and send them down there in exchange for these Mexicans who are coming over here illegally. But I want one more thing. I want some listener, please, to enter into a research to trace the serialized status of all every Boeing aircraft. Every commercial aircraft manufactured in this country is serialized, and at any given moment you can find the whereabouts and status of those aircraft. And this might be a clue, another clue for the bombing of New York City.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Charles in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
Yeah, I got 2 points. Glenn, I got some really good news for you. Every time this illegal alien stuff comes up here on the main talk show circuit here, there's two big talk shows, it blows the phone right off the hook. It'll encompass a six-hour time span. And this is the most liberal, dumbed-down state in the union. And people know that the people that are coming up from down south are no good. And the other thing...
Well, I don't want to say they're no good, but the process of 30 million illegals from Latin America, Eastern Europe, wherever they're coming from, no disease testing, which we had at Ellis Island, no criminal screening, no borders, period, driving down the wages. This is untenable. This is destroying the country, but the globalists love it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, one of the things over here, Alex, is every week they catch another illegal alien that's there committing crimes, but they can't prosecute them. You know, that drives the people here crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, since you mentioned that, and I'll hold you over, but I want to hear this from Glenn Spencer. Did you see the Houston Chronicle article, 400,000 criminals, but because they're illegal, Glenn, they openly release them again and again? I mean, should I change my name to maybe, you know, Vladimir Dragov and claim I'm an illegal Russian?
Yes.
And then I'll have more
absolutely.
Have more
rights? I think every American should rescind his citizenship, okay? Because otherwise they're going to be, not only are they going to be treated like second-class citizens, any citizen will be in a second class. The first class, the highest priority, those with preferential and deferential treatment are illegal aliens. They are better than any American, according to our court system and according to our government.
Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say... there's always tons of money from the federal government to start all these new ABC agencies, but there isn't one penny to put another agent on the border. You know, and it just drives me absolutely insane, and that's the main point that I always bring up on the other channels over here, and they have, you know, no solid answer concerning that.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Did you see on C-SPAN the other day this Nancy Ginsburg from the 9/11 Commission, and she was the chief counsel and gave a report on the relationship between immigration and the 9/11 attack? Do you know where she was speaking from? She was speaking from the Migration Policy Institute, funded by the Ford Foundation and the Mexican government. Do you understand what that means? Here was a woman who was in charge of the 9/11 border security and immigration issue, is in the pocket of the Mexican government and the Ford Foundation.
Well, let me just add something to this because you mentioned it. The Ford Foundation, again, openly wants the destruction of this country, tens of billions of dollars to get that job done. And the Ford Foundation has control of most of the government officials, or normally former or current members of it. And they know exactly what they're doing. And the 9/11 Commission says they want us to have national security cards and have no fly and no drive and no bus tracking systems, but the illegals are all in waivers. And Bush earlier this year, the same week he said that exporting jobs is our greatest export and is good, and fast food jobs or industrial jobs, he also said to the whole world that, no, if you're from Latin America, you don't have to thumb scan or retina scan when you come in, but citizens are going to get driver's license.
Yeah, the Transportation Security Administration now accepts those matricula consular cards. It can be forced by anybody.
Yeah, the head of the Colorado Senate, who I had on, his staff got four for him.
Yeah.
Just to show this. Four different identities for $25 a piece.
That's correct.
But as a citizen, you get caught with a fake document, you're going to go under the jail.
That's correct. So we now understand completely and without any a possible contradiction that Americans with American citizenship are
the targeted group.
Now, here's another thing. The pilots trained, should be armed, common sense. Bush says, no, don't arm them. Feinstein, more conservative than Bush on this issue, literally says, no, we should. So they have a compromise, which then no one was armed. But now think about this. They went and recruited most of the good Border Patrol away to be air marshals with a big pay increase so they could be on the planes and guard the planes but not the border.
Absolutely. So they don't care about the country. They care about, you know, that aluminum tube. And what they're, you know, we've smuggled two simulated weapons of mass destruction into the United States. Right, one right up to the doorstep of the federal building in Tucson, past the Border Patrol checkpoints. We went 5 miles on foot right through one of the most populous smuggling routes. We videotaped the whole thing. We were on television in Tucson and Phoenix, and I think that's one of the reasons Time Magazine has said that it's easy to crawl in here and walk in here because we did it twice.
And by the way, didn't the bag say nuclear weapon on it?
Oh, it had a nuclear weapon symbol on it.
And then you walked it up to the courthouse and said, we'd like to talk to you about how we just smuggled a simulated nuke up here.
We walked up with the simulated weapon of mass destruction suitcase nuclear bomb in a backpack, and the guards came rushing out and stopped us because we had cameras. So they interviewed the guy with the nuclear weapon simulated on his backpack, got his ID, and told him not to have cameras there anymore. Apparently he didn't care about nukes because there was not in the regulation. We shouldn't laugh, but it is. I mean, it's incredible. It is incredible.
Dan in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This morning on the Peter Boyle Show in Denver, somebody called. Well, he had a guest about 9/11, and the guest was saying just about what we're saying, that the government brought it about. Somebody else called in and said, "Isn't Alex Jones supposed to be on your show? Didn't you say Alex Jones could come on your show and be a guest?" And he says, "I wouldn't have Alex Jones on my show." He said, "Why not?" I said, "I just can't do that." And the guy said, "Well, you know, he could really get to you." It's some other phrase, but I'm not going to use that on the air. "He could really get you if he gets on the air with you." And he said, "Yeah, I'm really afraid of Alex Jones. I won't have him on my show." And almost everybody who called in was saying that the government was behind it. When I called in, I said, "There's a Zogby poll that says 50% of New Yorkers." He said, "What poll are you talking about?" I said, "You know what poll." I said, "That's given out to all the media." And so he lied through that. Another person called in and they said, "What about this poll, 50%? He says, "Don't pay any attention to that poll. That's just some caller saying that."
When we have a link to the Zogby poll on PrisonPlanet.com right now, well, I don't know if he's lying. I mean, he could have missed it. There's a lot of stuff to miss. But you should email that to him. I don't know what the guy's so scared of. I mean, other big national shows, not just little local shows, have me on. Hey, but thanks for the call, sir. Anything else? Okay, Dan, thank you. I know this. You can't debate that the government could care less about 9/11. They're doing nothing to stop it, are they, Glenn?
Well, you know, they're doing some things, just like down on the border here, okay? They spend billions of dollars putting up appearances that they're doing something. And after we smuggled the weapon of mass destruction right under their noses, right, then they had to admit, oh, yes, this is possible. So are they doing anything really to stop it? I mean, taking it seriously? No.
All right, Glenn, I'm going to put you on hold. We're about to break. I want to come back and do a final segment with you, and we'll plug AmericanPatrol.com, of course. We'll come back with Glenn Spencer, take a few more calls for him, toll-free number to join us. Got a bunch of other news around the globe coming up in the third hour, 1-800-259-9231. Go to your calls for Glenn Spencer. Before we end this segment, please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the secure, safe online shopping cart. Watch the free video clips of my films. Read about the films. Look at the different discount packages we have when you get multiple books or multiple videos and order them today. And if they're my videos, you're allowed to make copies. I want you to make copies for nonprofit educational, not-for-sale purposes to get them out to people. I carry a bunch of other great videos by other great folks, like Jews' Preservation of Firearms Ownership, about what happens under gun control, George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, all these other great films. Also, you can't make copies of those, but you can get them from me. I can't tell you can make copies because they're not mine. Big discounts on the films when you get three or more of any of the titles. 1-888 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order the documentary films or any of the books. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order the films via our Safe Secure shopping cart. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And my videos are all over 2 hours long. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more. But American Dictators is the only one that's only 90 minutes long, getting into the staged election of 2004. It's $19.95. There's a bunch of other discounts as well. You can call up and ask about those different discounts if you'd like, or order via the phone at 1-888-253-3139. Or again, as I said, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, our new subscription site. All the films, our books, everything, the weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Please go sign up today. It's a great resource. Spread the word, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We had Congressman Ron Paul, with the most conservative voting record in Congress, Vietnam veteran doctor, openly admitting that we're going into world government, the free trade area of the Americas is the Pan-American Union, they're going to build a capital, they're going to get rid of all our borders. It's public, it's in the document. The average American has no idea because the news won't focus on it or discuss it. The Republican and Democratic parties are behind it. This is the new world order. And it's only going to get worse and worse, folks. We are going to be like Mexico City in our big cities. We're not going to have any freedoms. We're going to be just like Beijing, China. And it's so sad. But the globalists love it. They're going to live in their armored compounds. We're going to be in the, you know, these compact controlled cities. This is the social control plan. Jason, last caller we have time for with Glenn Spencer. Questions or comments, Jason?
Actually, both, Alex. God bless you. Hey, I just wanted to say that I've got a hold of my senator here in the state of Kansas, Senator Brownback, a couple of representatives. There is Resolution 720. You may have heard of it, on the Social Security Totalization Agreement. And the best thing to do would be to contact your congressman. And there is a Congressional Research Service document, and it's the title is the Social Security Totalization Agreement. And currently, there are 20 countries that are basically that we've agreed with, and none of these countries and none of these agreements have ever gone through Congress. Not a one of them.
Now, again, for those that don't understand what you're saying, this is global government merging
exactly.
The social services with foreign countries. It's not just Mexico; they're the majority. Is why we always focus on it. Glenn
right.
Spencer.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have agreements with other countries, sort of reciprocal Social Security agreements for people working here and there. We've got about 3,000 people in Mexico. But here we're talking about 15 to 20 million people. I mean, there are many orders of magnitude different from any other totalization or reciprocal agreement that we've ever looked at. It is a complete and unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to make a real quick comment that there are two agreements pending, one with the nation of Japan and one with Mexico. And the thing is that once the president signs this, Congress has 60 days to act. He has not presented this document to the House or the Senate. And a lot of people are thinking that this is going to be kind of be an end run here. They're going to wait until in recess. And basically, put this thing through, kind of like they did with the Federal Reserve, you know, just kind of do it when no one's around.
Well, the same thing happened with making China permanent most favored trading status and bringing them into the World Trade Organization that now has more authority over our trade. Communist China does than our own Congress because Congress lets it happen. Glenn Spencer?
Well, we have to understand that Mexico is a special case. And you were talking about, do we have 15 seconds
yes.
to hear something Arlie North asked? Our head of the Border Patrol.
Yeah, go ahead.
If Mexico was cooperating with it.
Are we getting the cooperation we need from the governments on either side? We are. The cooperation with Canada has been very significant.
He said the cooperation, you're talking about terrorism. Cooperation from Canada has been very significant, and that's where he left it. In other words, it was implied that Mexico is not cooperating with us on the war on terror, and I believe that.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you for the call, Jason. Or do you want to hold over and make more points?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a real quick comment, if we've got like 20
seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thanks, Alex. I took your advice. I've started my own shortwave radio program. I just want to make a quick plug for it, if it's possible. That's okay.
I'll have to hold you over.
Sure.
We're almost out of time.
All right.
Listen, Glenn Spencer, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast. You're awesome. Keep the fight up. AmericanPatrol.com. And I hope people will aid you and support you.
Thank you very much.
Anything else you want to
plug? It. Just keep your eyes peeled. We're going to be stepping into the spotlight here in the next 2 weeks, I hope. And as Pasteur once said, chance favors the prepared mind, and we're ready.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Okay.
And we have the side of goodness and decency on our side. We're doing the right thing. We have the American people on our side. We have the Constitution on our side. We don't have the controllers on our side. That's the problem. Third hour coming up.